More than two dozen states are seeing an increase in new cases of COVID-19, and among them is Utah. As the Salt Lake Tribune puts it, the curve has shot up from a plateau to a red rock pillar over the past few weeks. The state epidemiologist warned in a pretty shocking memo, "We're getting to the point where the only viable option to manage spread and deaths is a complete shutdown a week from today." First, let's get the latest from Tribune reporter Aaron Alberti. Aaron, this is a relatively low populated state, so, you know, the overall numbers aren't as shocking as the fact that they have tripled, the number of cases have tripled over the past couple of weeks. What are the concerns?
Yeah, we've got new cases just rising a lot per population. We're in the top four states, or at least we were as of a couple of days ago. Public officials here are very worried. Hospitals are saying they anticipate running out of capacity in the next month or two. And as you said, our state epidemiologist has warned, if we don't do something now, we're going to have to just go back to total shutdown if we want to get a hold of this.
Well, what's going on? Most of the state we know is in a yellow code, meaning social distancing encouraged, but gatherings of 50 people are allowed in pools and movie theaters. Salt Lake is at orange. You can't have groups larger than 20. Is it that people aren't abiding by that? Are they not wearing masks? What's happening?
So, yeah, we're at yellow in most of the state right now, everywhere except for Salt Lake City. But that seems to have given people the impression that yellow means that it's actually safer, when our state epidemiologist has said, no, yellow actually means you're at a greater risk of getting coronavirus because things are less restricted. And I'm not sure that people are understanding that. If you go outside of Salt Lake City, as I understand it, very few people are wearing masks. And that's one of the things that health officials have called for, is a mandate for masks in the state.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. But meanwhile, your governor, Governor Herbert, tweeted he appreciated the memo from Dr. Angela Dunn, the epidemiologist. He vowed to work to slow this surge, but said he has no plans to shut down Utah's economy again, which health officials are calling for if this rise continues. Is there a feeling there might be a bit of a showdown here?
Well, the buck stops with the governor. Our legislature has made it so that municipalities can't impose their own restrictions. The governor has also said he does not intend to implement a mask mandate because it's too divisive.
Aaron Alberti, reporter at the Salt Lake Tribune. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the Utah Hospital Association has started the hashtag #MaskUpUtah. Martha Beach went further. She took out an emotional full-page ad in the Salt Lake Tribune on Sunday with the message, "Mask up for moms everywhere." It's a tribute to her mom, Mary Margaret Miller, who died of COVID-19 just June 9th. Martha joins us now, and I'm looking at these beautiful pictures of your mom. She looks like a pip. We're so sorry.
Thank you for your condolences. She was an amazing person, and those pictures are truly kind of show her personality.
Yeah, she's wearing a crown on her birthday and one of those funny wiggly heart things on Valentine's Day. You were notified by the state that she was COVID-19 death number 135, and you say in this ad, your family thought she was much more than a number, and then you go on to list the 135 attributes that she had. Do you mind just telling us some of those?
Sure. She was vibrant. She was compassionate and determined. She just made sure that you were taken care of, and her orbit was large. She reached so many people, and we felt kind of hopeless in the whole situation. A little bit helpless and crushed, you know, really, by everything that happened. And having this ad really just was somewhat on a healing for us, to be able to show the world that she wasn't just this number and reported as just in such, it felt so inhumane and indifferent, yeah, the way that the state has to report these. And we wanted to know that there was a life behind that number.
Yeah, and obit death notices are very big in Salt Lake City. This one, the biggest.
We wanted to go big. Yes.
Right. But it's more than that. You say mask up for moms everywhere. What else did you want to say here?
Well, you know, obviously we wanted to celebrate her life and honor her. And we are just so proud of the kind of person she was and the impact she had on everybody. And masking up for other people would be something she would just be naturally doing. She would say, you know, this could help somebody. I don't know all the science, but I think this could help somebody. And she would be saying, we should be doing this. you know, we don't know, you know, how she caught it, obviously, in the living, you know, assisted living facility. And we don't know, you know, if that person had a mask or not. But it just, now what we know now, and the science is showing this, it just seems like it's something that's easy to do. It shows support and respect for your fellow community members. And then just as something, we just hope other people's moms don't have, you know, families don't have to go through this.
Yeah. Save someone else's mom.
Yeah.
That's Martha Beach. We'll link you to the ad her family took out in the Salt Lake Tribune, celebrating their mother, Mary Margaret Miller, and reminding people about masks. Martha, thank you so much for talking to us about it. And, you know, again, so sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your condolences.